Moving on now, the U.S. military says that it captured at least four suspected Iraqi guerrilla fighters during raids last night in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. Now, for weeks, Tikrit has been the target of nightly operations by American soldiers, and U.S. commanders are predicting that the hunt for Saddam will soon be over. But the raids have angered many Iraqis there, and some locals say they are going to support resistance against the U.S. occupation. NPR's Ivan Watson recently traveled to Tikrit.
3 months after the war, the sprawling palace compound in Tikrit has been transformed into the command headquarters for U.S. forces in central and northern Iraq. It's from the massive marble halls of Saddam Hussein's main palace that U.S. commanders have been organizing their hunt for the fugitive dictator. Lieutenant Colonel Ted Martin of the 4th Infantry Division, also known as Task Force Iron Horse, says it's just a matter of time before his troops capture Saddam.
We still don't have number one, and I'm convinced Task Force Iron Horse is going to get him. But all the way down to the other end of the spectrum, which is the foot soldier, the guy who launches the RPG or sets the landmine in, we're taking a big dent out of that pool. That's our assessment.
This week, an explosive device killed an American contract worker driving in a convoy in Tikrit. Throughout central Iraq, U.S. forces continue to be the targets of daily attacks by resistance fighters. But Colonel Martin believes American forces are beginning to win the trust of the local population. He says he's seen an upsurge in the number of volunteer Iraqi informants.
I can't tell you it's tied to the Hussein's sons disappearing from the scene, but it sure seems to me like since that happened, there's been almost the floodgates have opened.
Colonel Martin doesn't believe the $25 million reward offered for information leading to Saddam Hussein's capture is a motivator. A hot wind blows through a desolate graveyard not far from the village where Saddam was born. It's here that his sons Uday and Qusay were buried in two simple graves last weekend, just yards from the elaborate tomb of the former dictator's mother. In this region, loyalty for the former regime is still strong, and anger at the U.S. military's daily searches and raids is mounting. Over glasses of sugared Iraqi tea, these farmers say support for the resistance is growing.
The people here will help the resistance because the Americans are not here for liberation, but for occupation. The Iraqi who betrayed Uday and Qusay to the Americans is a traitor. All Iraqis working with the Americans are traitors. If you kill one collaborator, it's as good as killing 100 American soldiers.
Not everybody in Tikrit agrees with this view. For months, American military doctors have been working closely with the Iraqi staff at this teaching hospital, providing badly needed supplies and equipment. Dr. Nasir Khatan El-Rawi, the hospital's deputy director, is grateful for the assistance, but he says people are losing patience with the behavior of U.S. soldiers in the street. There's a big difference between the American doctors here and the soldiers outside, he says. Our workers are afraid of the soldiers because they think they will arrest them or shoot them for walking in the street. U.S. military spokesmen in Tikrit say over the past 24 hours, American forces conducted 14 raids and detained 49 people. One Iraqi man was also killed when he did not respond to warnings to stop at a checkpoint, and American soldiers opened fire on his vehicle. Ivan Watson, NPR News.